Next public hearing, please.
Next public hearing this evening is case number 12,363. Richard Kapoka seeks a variance from the side yard setback and separation distance requirements for proposed structures, and this is sections 115-50, 115-183, and 115-188 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Bayview Circle East, approximately 130 feet west of Oliver Drive within the Bayview Landing subdivision. The 911 address is 379151 Bayview Circle East in Selbyville, and the zoning district is HR1, that's high density residential, RPC, that's residential planned community, and the tax parcel is District 533, map 13, and parcel 64. Specifically, the applicant is requesting an 8-foot variance and an 8.1-foot variance from the required 20-foot side yard setback for a shed attached to a townhouse. To date, staff have received 0 letters of support, 2 letters of opposition, and 2 mail returns. The applicant has submitted a 9-signature petition in support of the application. Letters of opposition from Bayview Landing Owners Association and Bayview Landing Architectural Committee raising concerns about negative impacts to the look and feel and character of the development have also been submitted. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Richard Kapolka, 37951 Bayview Circle East, Selbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I am seeking a variance for a shed that was actually built in 2015. The shed is there. It was part of a 3-structure setting where there was a unattached shower, a unattached surround for a trash can, and then the shed. All 3 of those were approved by the HOA in 2015. To walk through the criteria for the variance, the uniqueness of the property, the unit is an outside unit of a 4-unit townhome. The distance between the outside units is 40 feet. The property has a rear border that backs up the common space. The common space floods on a fairly regular basis and spills over into our backyard. I have photos. It says here from 2 sample storms, but actually it's 3 sample storms because we had one, I guess, less than 2 weeks ago where there was more than about 14 inches of water in the backyard. Cannot otherwise be developed. As stated, the distance between the outside units of the 2 adjacent 4-unit townhome is 40 feet. It cannot be further developed. And my neighbor who shares my property line, Greg McKenna, has written an email in support that was attached to the documentation. Not created by the applicant. The flooding in the backyard has not been created by me. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. There are numerous sheds in the community, and I've attached photos. This shed does match the house in terms of vinyl siding, roof shingles, and windows. And the shed will be a minimum of 32 feet from the adjacent townhome next to me. And part of the reason I think there was a lot of confusion over this, and part of it was my own ignorance, I'd say, because I was probably at Sussex County Planning and Zoning 5 or 6 different times back in 2015. I ended up having to get 3 separate surveys done on my property because every time I came, they told me I needed something else. The first one I had done was an elevation certificate. Got that done. Came back again and they said, well, this does not show the location of the proposed shed. So I had another survey come out and completely do the house with the attached shed shown. And brought that back, and they said, well, this does not show the distance of the shed to your neighbor's house. And I thought, well, that's, you know, if my shed is 12 feet from the property line and the property line is 20 feet, at any rate, I got frustrated, to say the least. And I was wrong for that, and I fully understand that as I go through this process, if this variance is denied, bottom line is I may have to take this down.
So you want to get the shed up?
Yes.
And it's been up since 2015?
Yes.
And so why are you here tonight?
I was informed last year that I did not have a variance. Somebody must have reported the house for, I don't know how they found out or whatever, but I was surprised, and they came out and, you know, looked at it. And so I went back up and talked four or five times with the folks at zoning and planning. So the bottom line is that, you know, I realized I need to go back and get all the proper permissions for this. The shed is over-engineered, to say the least. I know there's not going to be any problems. And my initial thought was to make it an unattached shed. But then as I started planning it, I thought, well, it'll be a whole lot more secure if it's actually attached to the house. Did not really.
When did you purchase the property?
2007. We did not live in it full-time until 2015.
Did you get a permit for the shed?
I did get a permit for the shed.
Do we have a copy of the permit? Is it in the app?
Let me.
Because you said that.
I applied for a permit for the shed. I don't think I ever. The shed was never inspected, so I'm not sure I ever officially had a permit for the shed.
I didn't see your setbacks.
I'm sorry?
What did your setbacks for? You didn't get a permit.
Well, let me interrupt a minute and let Mr. Whitehouse tell us.
So what you've heard is correct. So when I reviewed the history of the fall this afternoon, that there is a building permit application that does not appear to have an issued permit against it. So we have an application. We just haven't issued a permit yet, I suspect because of this issue. So we have all the documentation, and there was some discussion about what documentation is required, but in processing the permit, it goes through review. They've identified, obviously, that this requires a variance, and that has led to us being here. It just appears to have taken some time to get where we are now. So
I'd say so.
But I do have copies of what was submitted as part of that permit.
When did you put in for the permit?
It's dated here. This is dated October. Actual submission date. I believe it was October, but we could obtain the exact date.
Sorry.
It wasn't
2015. What year?
Of 2018. And this is dated. This is one of the documents. No, this was just a copy of the applicant's review by the Architectural Review Board, but it was submitted as part of the building permit process. I can show you what was submitted, but what's dated here appears to be dated October of last year. That's the most recent date in the bundle. But some of the documents submitted date back to 2014, which I believe was the applicant's discussions with the HOA Architectural Review Board. So,
I guess the question I have, maybe the board has the same. The building permit application that you refer to, was that submitted in 2018 or earlier?
2018, I believe. The reference number for the building permit application is a 2018 building permit reference number. Okay. And it was issued with a high number that year, so that aligns with around September, October of last year. So.
Thank you.
Can we see those?
Mm-hmm.
The water in the back.
Yes.
Is that the reason you didn't build something in the back?
Yes. Well, two reasons.
In Bayview Landing, are you responsible for everything from the sticks in, or are you responsible for your property? How did they work that with the HOA
You say from the sticks in,
are you responsible for your entire yard?
Yes.
You own the land.
own the land. I maintain the land, so I know out front, for example, because after it was surveyed, I've got the property line goes probably 20 feet in front of my house, and there's another 10 feet to the street. So that 10 feet is, you know, yard that I maintain.
I get that, but you're saying the reason you wouldn't put it in the back because it floods. Why wouldn't you have, like, graded it? Why wouldn't you have done some other things where that could have, like, taken that water here or there or the other? That's what I'm asking. Could you have done that? Or does that have to be something that the Homeowners Association has to do?
I think the Homeowners Association would have had to approve that. But the other thing is that we have plans to build a sunroom in the backyard, which would go right up to the variance line. And I believe it's 11 feet 5 inches, if I remember correctly, because we're going through the construction planning process right now. It's 11.5 feet to the setback. And, you know, so to put a shed back there would have been back in the setback area, beyond the setback area as well.
So, but you don't know for sure if you personally, or if the homeowners were responsible for the water in your backyard, is what I'm asking.
Could you
have hired a contractor to come out and regrade that and do all that? That's what I'm trying.
Yeah, I don't think so, because it would have been substantially different than the surrounding houses around from us. And as a matter of fact, we just recently had Jessica Watson from the Soil Conservation District come out and examine the sewer system, and she did find some problems with the, not the sewer system itself, but the maintenance of the sewer system. One of the stormwater ponds actually overflowed in that heavy rain we had three weeks ago now on a Monday, caused all the storm drains to back up, and that's when we had a substantial amount of water that actually came up to my neighbor's steps in the backyard. And what we discovered is that there's pretty substantial growth of vegetation in front of the discharge pipe from the pond to the farmer's field. Then on the opposite side of that farmer's field, there's a huge amount of Phragmites that has grown into the drain field. And there's at least a group of us who live right back there where it floods most. We believe that has resulted in some regular flooding back there. And it's flash flooding. You know, a lot of times it will go down within 3 or 4 hours.
Is that French drain to take it away, or you got a swale to take it to the ditch?
There is a I'm not sure what you call, because it's not a ditch, but there are three drains in the field, and it's regularly landscaped. It is sloped, so that it comes down towards the bottom of the development, which is where I live. So the water is coming down towards the bottom part of Bayview Landing Circle.
So all the water coming toward you guys tonight?
Yes. And then from there, in the drains, it goes to the pond. But that pond overflowed, so it backs up on a pretty regular basis.
Because it eventually goes to the bay. So you're not on public sewer?
Yes, we are.
So you don't have a septic system or sewer system?
No. Do not have a septic system.
Okay. So you misspoke, because it's public sewer, so there wouldn't be any problems with that.
The sewer is backed up.
The county sewer has backed up in that subdivision.
Yes.
And you've reported it to the county?
Yes, Jessica Watson came out and did a full inspection of it.
Okay.
Conservation District.
Yes. Okay. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
Is there any questions from members of the board?
Mr. Kapolka, just so I understand the history, you moved to this location in 2015 full-time?
Yes.
And went through a process to put up a new shed that became frustrating?
Yes.
And without a permit, you built the shed?
Yes.
And so you're here tonight to ask for the variance for something that you chose to do 4 years ago?
Yes.
Thank you.
Did you build the shed?
I did.
You built it yourself?
Yes. And that's probably part of the problem. I'm a do-it-yourselfer.
Are there any other variances in the community?
Are they looking it up on your shed? Is it cement block?
I'm sorry?
Is it in cement block, poured cement and everything?
It is on concrete piers that are 30 inches into the ground. It's on 6 concrete piers, 12-inch concrete piers.
Right. There's only 3 in the whole thing.
Right. And one other clarifying question. We have a letter dated May of 15 granting permission to build a shed by a property management company. Then I thought I heard that there was opposition. Is that correct?
So
from the current homeowners association?
When I reviewed the file, I saw that letter dated 2014, and I believe a copy of that letter was also submitted in the building permit application, and then it appears the same body has raised concerns to the current variance application.
That's my question.
Mm, yes, that's the way I see it too.
And there are representatives here tonight from the HOA.
Well, the HOA has no governing power with Sussex County. Okay, Mr. Sharp had a question.
Yeah, I've got two. I presume there's no interior access to the shed, from the shed to the home?
There is not.
All right, and I want to make sure I understand this right. You had said the property was unique because of the flooding in the rear, and that's why you built the shed to the side rather than the rear.
Correct.
But now I understand you're trying to build a sunroom to the rear. Is that correct?
The sunroom will go over an existing concrete pad that's behind the house.
Okay, but you couldn't put the shed there to begin with?
Yeah, I guess I could have. My wife would have shot me, but yeah, I guess the shed could have gone right next to the house.
Well, you know, one of the standards before this board is to demonstrate that you can build in strict, you know, that you could not otherwise build in strict conformity with the code, and that's the minimum variance to afford relief. So one of the standards is that you have to demonstrate that you kind of exhausted all other possibilities and couldn't have put that shed in the rear, which is why your statement that you couldn't put it in the rear because of flooding, but now you're going to put something else in that same spot, it's a little troubling.
If you can, is that the view of the house?
Can I point something out? So there's a morning room here that sticks out, and you can see this area right there, which is the concrete pad. So the sunroom is going to go right on top of that, basically.
So where it says patio on the survey, I believe?
Yes.
But these pictures are from yesterday, so maybe it wasn't flooded. Has not flooded.
Have your sunroom flooded?
Sunroom hadn't been built.
But your morning room, is it ever flooded?
No. The water has not come up to the morning yet.
And these pictures are from 2018. Did it flood back in 2015?
Yes.
But you don't have documentation?
No, I didn't think it was going to be necessary then. Then I got involved in the HOA, and you know, the flooding has gotten worse in the last 2 years, and we're concerned that with a major storm that there will be flooding that will get into houses, which is why we called Jessica Watson out.
Okay.
And the HOA considered it a non-authorized meeting. They would not communicate the meeting to the general community.
Hmm. Okay. All right. No other questions from members of the board?
Chair, just one point, if I may. I would suggest, and this is separate to the current application, Mr. Capoca, that you, before proceeding with any building permit applications for the sunroom, I know that's separate to the issue at hand, please come and talk to me or planning and zoning staff about that, because these townhouses were built to almost the minimum standards in terms of aggregate yard requirements, and for townhouses there's an aggregate requirement of 40 feet front and back, and I just want to check that before you progress any building permit applications.
Okay.
But we can discuss that separately, so.
Yeah, the initial, I will do that.
Okay.
Okay. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
Are there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Four people. Would you like to come forward and speak? You could come forward and be sworn in, please. All of you at the same time, please.
What we'll do is, anybody wishes to be sworn in to speak, come on up here, we'll swear you in, then you can go up to the podium one by one. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
D-E-E, Michael, 37572, Dennis Circle. I should not write it.
If you can just wait right here, we'll swear everybody in the same
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Ronald C. Pickup, P-I-C-K-U-P, just like the truck, 37568 Janus Circle, Selbyville, Delaware.
Okay, thank you.
Audrey Pickup, 37568 Janus Circle, Selbyville, Delaware.
Thank you.
Hi, Claudia Leek, 37568 Janus Circle.
Okay. And do the four of you, can't see the other lady over there. Do the four of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. And I believe you were the first one up. You can go first, or you can let one of these other folks go. But when you go up, you need to state your name again for the record.
Hi, my name is Dee Michael, and I live in Bayview Landing as well. And 2.5 years ago, I stood here and applied for a variance to build a shed before we even built it. We followed the rules, and I'm opposed to him not following the rules.
Was your application approved?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay. So that's what you have to say?
That's what I have to say.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name is Ronald C. Pickup. I live at 37568 Janus Circle. I'm a neighbor directly in the back of the proposed variance requirement. I also have a shed that was built and got county approval as well as our homeowner association approval. I understand the shed was put up without a county approval, and there were several others that have been built with county approval. I don't think this is fair that this one was made without the approval, and I oppose the variance.
And yours was approved before you built it, is that what you're
Correct.
Saying? Okay.
So I have a question to ask you. Do
yes,
you have flooding problems too?
There is a flooding problem temporarily. It's been investigated by Ms. Watson, who was there a couple of weeks ago. It comes during heavy storms. It's happened, I think, three times that I can recall since I've lived there. I'm an original homeowner.
Okay.
And every time the water recedes within the proper amount of time. So Ms. Watson has approved the stormwater management system, and in, as far as we can see, everything works fine.
Thank you.
I'm his wife, Audrey Pickup, 37568 Janus Circle, and I just wanted to shed some more light on the flooding problem. We've been dealing with this issue every time we have flash floods. So we may have two of those a year. Jessica Watson has been involved in all of the times that the community has flooded. This last time, it was considerably worse. But all the water drained within 45 minutes to an hour. We far exceed the standards for draining off of the water, and Jessica agreed with that. We do have some overgrowth of vegetation in the pond. That is being removed by the contractor. They jetted the pipes. They put a camera down there to make sure all the pipes were clear. So the community has done everything that they possibly could to address it, but it's only during the flash flooding.
And within an hour, it's gone.
Within an hour, it is gone.
Okay.
And I had it in front of my house. It came up my driveway, plus it came to the rear of the house. So I was kind of wedged in, but again, the water disappeared within an hour. The reason I am here tonight is when I received this notice, it said proposed structures. And then that really bothered me and disturbed me that in 2015 it was built, and now in 2019, they're asking for a variance. And, you know, I followed all the legal channels I had to get my shed permitted. And I even called a Mr. Lawrence Lank, and I don't know if he is still with the county or not, but he told me that he advised Mr. Kopolka that a survey was required to obtain a permit for construction. And this was a couple years ago, and now, you know, he's seeking a variance now. So that's why I'm here and I am opposed.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Claudia Leek. I live at 37563 Janus Circle. I'd like to give you a little history about this. I live within the 200 feet zoning that, and I've received the notice in the mail, my husband and I. We watched Rich build the shed. I've been following this very closely. There was never a permit obtained. I have this documentation here that you can get right online. And that documentation states that there was no permit request for the shower or the shed in 2015. And let me look at my notes very quickly here. See, 2015 application started but was withdrawn, and the shed was built. I also have a shed in my yard, and I had to go through the very same thing. I came here, I applied for a variance. The unfortunate thing for me is the county did give us a permit, but when they looked at our yard, our front yard, we live at the end of a circle, so the front yard goes around to the side. So when the permit was obtained, they said, fine. But once they looked at it, they said, this is still part of your front yard. So the county did say that they made a mistake, unfortunately, but we did pursue and go for the variance, and we followed all the rules from the onset, even with the contractor. So that's my personal ado. There's 96 townhomes in our community and 124 single-family homes. 96 townhomes divided in half, we got 48 N units of townhomes. If each one of those townhomes do what Mr. Kopolka did, they all would be encroaching on the setback. The townhomes were built on the edge of the minimum offsets. And this plays a part with who has two garages, who has one, because the way that everything was built, and they're trying to get everything in on that property. It's very frustrating to have to go through this. Mr. Kopolka was vice president on the board. He was also president of the board. I was in turn the first vice president of our association, and I'm currently the vice president. there was a lull in between, but I think based on his tenure with the community, the obligation that we have to our community and to the county and to the state, that it's incumbent upon him to follow the rules as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Does anyone have any other questions? You good? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
And I guess, Ms. Chair, Madam Chair, if we did, I don't know if the applicant had any comments he wished to make. I know we usually offer rebuttal if the applicant wishes to speak.
Sir, would you like to rebut any of the statements that have been made?
Yeah, the comment that was made that the HOA has done everything they possibly could to help resolve the issues with the flooding, and I disagree with that. I told you about the meeting that was held 2 weeks ago on a Thursday, and the board members were invited. We invited people through Nextdoor because it was meeting with Jessica Watson about flooding in the community. That last storm, there was flooding in the streets. There was flooding in the common areas, the pond overflowed, and supposedly when the water goes to the stormwater drain in on our block, it goes in two directions. It goes over to the right towards one pond, which had overflowed, so I can understand why the water backed up there, but it's also supposed to go to the other pond, and the other pond had not overflowed. So there could be something going on with that drain pipe as well. And the board had said to us, said to the homeowners that are back there in that area that have the water, you know, right up to our back doorsteps, that they were not going to address the issue anymore. End of story. So we took it upon ourselves to call Jessica Watson to have the meeting with her, and it was through that meeting that we discovered that the pipes were in fact covered with excess vegetation, and on the back end there was Phragmites encroaching on the flow of water. So I disagree, and
I meant because what we're here tonight about is the building of the cat shed.
Okay.
So. Sir, but one, thank you.
One question to ask. Do you know you needed a variance when you put that shed up?
I'm sorry?
Do you know you needed a variance when you put that shed up?
I don't remember, but I think I did.
And you did it anyway?
And I did it anyway.
Without a problem.
Thank you. Okay.
Got it.
Okay, so public hearing is now closed, and I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, the motion was denied, case number 12,363. He didn't meet the standard for granting the variance.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
And I too for the reason. So with a vote of 4-0, your motion or your variance is denied.